Superstition on the air.
Ladies and gentlemen, we offer you another short story in the series designed to disclose the origin of superstitions. This one deals with the popular belief that if you find a horseshoe and nail it over your door, good luck will come to you.
Hello, Sue, darling. Hello, Ben.
Hello, Harry.
What made you so late, darling? Dinner's ready. Ben's almost starved.
Oh, no, I'm not, Sue. Waiting for Harry has given me a good appetite.
I'm sorry. I was a little delayed. I'll be with you in a minute. Where are the hammer and nails, honey?
In the box on the service porch. What are you going to do?
Do you see this horseshoe I found? Well, I'm going to nail it over the door. Heaven knows we need a little luck with all the bad breaks we've been having.
But do you think that hanging up the horseshoe is going to help you, Harry?
Well, Ben, a horseshoe is a sign of good luck, but you must nail it up with the ends pointing upwards, so as not to spill any of the luck.
Oh, don't kid me, Harry. You don't mean to tell me you believe that.
Why not?
Well, you see, Harry, the fellow who started that belief way back in the early ages was under a false impression himself.
Is that so? Do you mean to say that you know how this superstition started?
Yes. I used to feel the same way you do, Harry, until I found out the truth of the matter.
Boys, everything's on the table and it'll get cold.
Okay, honey. Come on, Ben. Now you can tell me the story while we're having dinner.
Ben, you sit here.
All right.
Gee, honey, that smells good. Mmm, my favorite dish, pot roast.
It sure is a change for me, a home-cooked meal.
You said it, Ben. But come on, tell us that story.
Story? What story, Harry?
Ben is going to tell us how the superstition of the horseshoe started.
Oh, really? How interesting.
Well, you see, among the ancient Egyptians, Hebrews, and other early people, the shape of the horseshoe was held sacred as an emblem of the crescent moon that grew larger each night, which was worshipped as a symbol of increase. The Greeks nailed crescents to the walls of their houses and even wore them as personal talismans. However, the superstition of the horseshoe itself began at a later date. People believed that good and evil spirits played an active part in their lives, and iron and steel were considered very effective as a protection against the bad influences.
That's interesting. Fast the butter, will you, Sue? How long ago was that, Ben?
During the early Roman invasions into the Teutonic countries, about the year 9 before the Christ. Two brothers, Hygemer and Siegmund by name, with their friend Hermann, were called to arms to help beat back the Romans. When their band encountered the enemy, a terrific battle followed, in the course of which Hygemer was disarmed by one of the Roman cavalry. But before the soldier could kill him, one of the Teutonic horsemen engaged the Roman in combat. During the short respite, Hygemer looked about for a weapon, and as he spied one, he saw a huge Roman soldier with sword upraised coming toward him. Just as Hygemer was about to seize the weapon, his foot came into contact with a cast-off horseshoe, and the peculiar way in which his ankle was caught caused him to lose his balance and fall. As he did so, his head struck a stone in the field, and he lost consciousness. When he came to, the battle was over. Night was falling, and his head was throbbing furiously.
Oh, my head. Where am I? Oh, it's the battlefield. How silent everything is. I must get away from here at once. What's wrong with my foot? It feels like it were bound. Why, 'tis the shoe of a horse, caught on my ankle. This must have been what I stumbled on. Yea, that's it. This horseshoe saved my life.
Oh. Who is that?
Help! Help! Lift this weight.
Sounds like Hermann. Is that you, Hermann?
Yea, help me. Help.
I'm coming, Hermann. It's Hygemer. Where are you hurt?
My horse was killed under me. He's lying on my leg. Oh, I can't move, Hygemer.
I lift him. Oh, there. Now, pull yourself out. Quickly, Hermann. I can't hold up much longer.
Oh, I'm all right now, Hygemer. Oh, my whole side is numb. I can't stand.
Let me rub you, Hermann. It will start the blood circulating and take away the numbness. There now. Does that feel better?
Yes, Hygemer. Much better.
Do you think you can walk now, or shall I carry you? There's a little stream not far from here where we can bathe your leg and rest a bit in the brush. It's too open here.
Yes, I can walk, but I'll put my arm about your neck, Higama, so I can lean on you a bit until the numbness leaves my leg.
Very well, then. Let us start.
Oh, my leg feels like it were dead.
Well, you can be thankful you are not dead, Herman. You were fortunate, very fortunate.
True, Higama. And by the way, how did you manage to escape?
It is miraculous, Herman. Surely I cannot understand it. Unless...
Unless what?
Well, it is so strange how I escaped death. The last thing I remember is the face of that beastly Roman soldier as he came toward me with his dripping blade. But just at that moment, I stumbled over a horse's shoe. See, here it is. And when I fell and struck my head, I lost consciousness. The Roman must have thought I was dead and wasted no more time with me.
Ah, but Higama, the Roman soldier would not have conquered you. You were a mighty warrior.
But I was unarmed, Herman, and had no way of defending myself. So had I not fallen at that moment, the Roman would have killed me. So you see, it was this horseshoe that saved my life.
Yea, you are right, Higama. Truly your escape was miraculous.
If we get back to our village, Herman, I will offer up sacrifices to the great god Wodan. Ah, here we are at the stream at last.
Oh, 'tis well. My leg is throbbing quite painfully now.
Sit down on this stone, Herman. I will bathe your leg.
Oh, how good that cold water feels. Oh, thank you, Higama. Now I'll rest a moment.
Yea, lie down, Herman, while I bathe my head. It still aches where I struck it.
I'm beginning to feel much better, Higama.
That's good, for soon we must be on our way again. We do not know where the enemy is encamped, so it will be safer if we reach the forest before dawn. Besides, we will have no place to hide after we leave this brush.
You're right, Higama. Let us go on.
Very well, then, but...
Wait! 'Tis the Romans. Lie still, Herman.
Hey, warriors! Nublong must be captured! He must not escape!
Yea, sire! With Nublong a prisoner, we will crush the Teuton!
Wise, Claudius! Yea! We must not fail! Carry on! Search every foot of the ground! Onward!
Herman, did you hear? If they capture Nublong, our leader, all is lost. Our country will be crushed.
Yea, Higama, what shall we do?
We must press on. Come, let us start. Oh, I pray the gods my younger brother Sigmund has escaped, Herman.
I'm sure he escaped, Higama, for he too is a powerful fighter. Perhaps he will already be at the village when we reach it.
Let us hope we reach the village. Our only salvation lies in reaching the forest, so that we will have a hiding place.
But do not fear, Higama. I shall be able to reach it. I'm feeling better already.
Good. When we get back to our village, we must endeavor to enlist the aid of the tribes farther north. Perhaps they will help us to withstand the Romans before they penetrate into their country.
A splendid idea, Higama. Ah, surely that horseshoe was put in your way by the gods themselves to save you, that you might preserve our country from destruction. And
Herman.
What is it, Higama?
The horseshoe. I left it by the brook. I must go back after it.
No, Higama, you must not. It may be dangerous to go back now.
But that horseshoe is my protection. It saved my life. I must not lose it, Herman. Let us return to the stream.
Nay, Higama, do not be foolish. We must not lose time.
I must have it.
Very well, Higama, but let me wait here for you.
No. It is dangerous on this desolated plain. There's no place for you to hide. But you walk on. Make toward the forest, and I will overtake you as soon as I recover my horseshoe.
All right, but hurry back, Higama.
Yes, Herman, I'll hide.
Ah, the gods protect Higama from any trouble, and grant me strength to make the forest. Oh, will that throbbing in my leg never cease? What is that? It may be the Romans, and I've no place to hide.
Oh! There's someone running ahead! Stop! Who are you? Answer in the name of the Emperor of Rome.
Tis but a peasant, sire.
Ah, a token in speech. Claudius, light the torch. Let us look at his fellow.
Yea, master. Here, places. Here is a light.
Ah, just as I thought. Tis one of the barbarians who escaped from the battlefield. Put him in chains with the rest of the prisoners. Be quick, Claudius.
Yea, sire. Here you. Oh. Get back here with the rest of your kind. Beside this fellow.
All right. Forward.
Oh, my leg.
Is that you, Herman?
Yea, and who are you?
It's Sigmund, Higama's brother. So they've taken you prisoner, too.
Higama and I were making for the forest.
Then Higama escaped.
Yes, Sigmund.
Oh, the gods be thanked. Then if he is fortunate enough to get back to the village, my poor old mother and father will have someone to protect them.
Why do you speak so, Sigmund? You talk as though we will never see our families again.
Oh, we are doomed men, Herman. The Romans will make short work of us when we reach their camp. They will probably torture us for their amusement.
Alas, what a fool I was not to have gone back with Higgama.
Well, where did Higgama go, Hermann?
He went back to the brook to recover the horseshoe that saved his life.
Horseshoe? What do you mean?
Higgama stumbled over a horseshoe during the battle as one of the enemy was about to kill him. In falling, his head struck a stone and he lost consciousness. So the Roman believed he was dead and wasted no more time with him.
Oh, but it was I, Hermann, who prevented the Roman from killing my brother.
You? How?
Well, I saw Higgama was unarmed. Then he fell, and the Roman soldier was about to slay him. So I hurled my spear at the Roman's back and killed him.
Then it was you, Sigmund, who saved Higgama's life and not the horseshoe.
But Higgama, who had recovered his horseshoe, believed that it was responsible for saving his life. He hung it over the door of his dwelling as a protection to him and his family. Since Hermann and Siegmund were killed by the Romans, Higgama never learned the truth. So the word was spread about that the horseshoe was a talisman of good fortune to any person who found one. But as you know, the horseshoe had nothing to do with saving his life.
Why not? He'd have met the same fate as Hermann if he hadn't gone back to the brook to get his horseshoe.
Well, that's true, Harry. But remember that during the battle, regardless of the horseshoe, Higgama would have been killed anyway if it hadn't been for his brother Siegmund's timely interference.
That's right, darling.
Yes, but hit the doorbell. I'll answer it, Sue.
It surely was an interesting story, Ben. I never... Who was it, Harry?
It's a telegram.
Who's it from?
Let's see. Well, I'll be...
What's the matter, dear?
Oh, that son of yours is in another jam. He needs $300 to get out of it, or he's going to get kicked out of college.
That's it. Whenever he's done anything wrong, he's always my son. But when he does anything to be proud of, he's your son.
Well, that horseshoe you just hung over the door hasn't brought you very much luck, has it, Harry?
And when Harry sends his son the $300, I wonder if he'll still feel so certain that the horseshoe is an omen of good luck. Well... Au revoir, and good luck to you.